Hare Krishna. This morning I was sitting at my desk and writing, and as the sun was rising and it started to get light, I looked out the window, and at the home where I'm staying next door is are some local Vaishnavas. One is initiated devotee, the father is initiated, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and they have the typical Bengali one, two, probably four houses, which makes up their village, and not village, sorry, their home. And the far one is the barn. That's where they have a cow. And there's a newborn calf that's been very nice to see. It's just been running around, frisky, jumping here and there. And this is like in the middle of the courtyard. It's almost something out of Krishna book. And they're just enjoying the antics of the calf, and at the same time going on with their business, whether it's cooking or dressing or bathing. And this calf is running about in the same way you probably have a puppy or a dog doing that. So this morning, and it's the first time I've seen it, they were obviously taking the cow out to pasture. Well, the cow wouldn't go. She refused to move. And a man was trying to get it to move. And it sort of looks like a jersey. Same size, same color. And was trying to pull it out and get it to move. And it wouldn't move. And it kept looking back at its calf, who was tethered about 3-4 yards away. And so the whole incident is about the man, and later it became the rest of the family trying to get the cow to be separated from its calf. One of the ladies brought sort of a stick, and the way they do, they sort of threaten it, and then they touch it. They don't really hit the cow very hard. Was sort of pushing it along, and the cow was inching along. And as the calf started to get wind of the fact that it was going to be separated from his mother, obviously he was tied down so he wouldn't go along. Because up to now he'd just been drinking his mother's milk freely. So he started pulling on his rope. And so it was a very interesting dynamic, because acharyas use the example of the cow and the calf as the examples of love. Mother Yashoda loves Krishna in the way that a million calves would love their calves, or that separation is expressed, that separation of Mother Yashoda and Krishna, or Radha and Krishna, is felt in the same way as one tries to separate a newborn calf from its mother, from the cow. And so I was witnessing this, and how good the analogy is. It's a beautiful analogy, it's a truthful analogy, and you could see finally, after it took three people to finally move the cow along, and one person was there trying to pacify the calf. The calf didn't cry, the cow moved. And then they moved the cow out of sight into the fields behind the houses. So it was witnessing firsthand how things actually transpire along the lines that acharyas and shastra give us by way of analogies. Obviously, if someone is living in this city, they haven't seen how it takes place, and this dynamic I've not really seen so much take place. I've seen in New Rajadam and elsewhere when calves are after their cows, but this was all sort of taking place in slow motion, and it was very, very interesting to watch, very instructive, and I thought I would just share that with everyone. Hare Krishna.